A few years ago, when I was in elementary school, I met a teacher who was a legend in my family. So far, she's taught 10 of my relatives. In her class, I learned about Ida B. Wells, Sojourner Truth, and Malcolm X, people who are left out of your average fifth grade history textbook. But my favorite part of her class was when we would go outside and sit on the grass in her outdoor classroom. As we sat among the trees, she would ring the chime bell to let us know that class has started.
My name is Sister Pamela Sekhmet. I am from Africa. I was taught that you are from where your ancestors are from. However, I was born and raised in Berkeley, California. I was born on the same day as the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey, August 17th, and I turned 38. This is actually my 11th year teaching after school at Encompass Academy. I teach not history, but our story from a Pan-African indigenous perspective.
Walk towards the fire star, Jose, but don't look directly at it.
Ever since I was little, I've gravitated towards trees and flowers and plants and just water and love elements of Mother Nature. I call it my outdoor classroom space. And so we circle up actually in front of the 7 evergreen trees in the grass. So we're off the cement. We're not in a confined space, which a classroom is. They don't have to sit in desks like they do for the majority of the day. There's no ceiling. There's no roof, right? We're literally surrounded by Mother Nature. The grass is beneath us. The trees are behind us. The garden is in front of us. Yesterday, we saw monarchs, we saw white butterfly, other birds whose names we don't know. Since it's autumn, the leaves are falling, so the students are more relaxed and comfortable. Two students actually fell asleep yesterday at the circle time, and students were trying to wake them up, and I was like, no, maybe that's just what they need. And so I have this bell chime and do the chime and inhale and exhale, and we inhale positivity and healing and love and light, and exhale negativity and anger and anything that disturbed you throughout the day. And there are 7 trees, and they have grown naturally in a circle, and my belief is that the trees were here before Encompass or Acorn, which is a school that we share the site with. As humans, most of our inspiration comes from Mother Nature. And because we are people of color, being in nature is a part of our culture and our spirituality. Always think before you speak or act. The Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey.